Widows are considered inner species, yeah. People doesn't accept widows in any kind of a functions, in festivals, you know, because there's a kind of a perception like widows brings bad luck. That is why widows had to be invisible. Even their own families trust, believe on that, you know.
And are there also legal barriers?
Of course. There were so many legal barriers, discrimination, you know, and the legal policies. For 10 years, I did nothing. I just did a lot of advocacy campaign on social acceptance things. Because, you know, you need to change the mindset of the people, Sharon. And so it's so difficult.
I know that now it's also, there is also a debate about citizenship that also affects widow.
A lot.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Like, you know, widows, actually, if you just look at the data also, very few women, widows, have a control over property. Why? Because even the women doesn't have a control over the property. They have a access. They have a access of living in the same property. But most of the widows, you know what happens? Once the husband dies, the in-laws doesn't want to give the property. And just to inherit the property, the widows need a citizenship. And the other, not only the citizenship, marriage certificate, the relationship certificate. These three things are mandatory to inherit in deceased husband's property. And we don't have that kind of a, you know, trend on getting marriage certificate, relationship certificate, citizenship. Somehow they wanted to take it, but very few. You know, and the in-laws don't want to give the property to daughter-in-law who doesn't have a son. That is why citizenship is most important, and that's why most of the widows don't have a citizenship.
Things were already looking bad for widows in the country. How has the earthquake affected?
I'm so worried about that thing, because almost by this earthquake, over 50,000 our members' house has been damaged. This is just a preliminary fact data that we received from only from 7 districts. We haven't even get the data from Kathmandu, outskirts from Kathmandu. It's been increasing day by day. Till last week, it was over 50,000 members, only our members. And we haven't been contacted to other widows who are non-members.
What needs to be changed to make things better for widows in Nepal?
It's been 20 years and working only for widows and single mothers. And you can't even imagine how focused I have been working for widows in terms of mobilizing in the groups, in terms of ministering into the decision-making, in terms of changing laws. Somehow there are changing. Trends are there, but still, like if you just go through the census data from 2010, and we advocated a lot to get census data, and we are the second country in South Asia after India to have a data on widows. We did quite a lobby of 3 years, continuous lobby with the census department to have a data on widows, and that discovered that 6% among 5 point something, around 6% among the total population are the widows. And they come up with the data like over 80% of widows are illiterate. Only 2% have a higher degree. And 67% of the widows are between 20 to 35 years of age, having 3 to 4 children in an average. That is the census data. So we have quite a number of the young widows who are illiterate. And you know, if they are illiterate, how can they survive?
And do you think that the reconstruction of Nepal can bring something good also to the reconstruction of the lives of widows around the country?
Maybe nowadays, you know what happened? The widows, they are so much aware of many things now. They can't even tolerate whatever the other, you know, tell them to do nowadays because of the movement, you know? Like the one example is there when the government came up with the policy to give man 50,000 rupees to marry a widow. And they totally came all over the country and totally against the government and filed the cases to the Supreme Court. That's how we stopped that policy. You know, now, no. Otherwise, if we didn't advocate a lot, how come they come up with that policy? Now, widow is this kind of object that you give 50,000 and you marry widow. So those kind of a policy. You know, nowadays, widows are a little more aware. And I will tell you on the draft constitution, because I'm also engaged in some of the women's network. The constitution has been revised with the gender perspective.